Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, the heart of the island's community.
We now have our guest in. Hello, David.
Hello, everyone here.
What are you doing? Okay.
Well, I'm Dave Howarth, and I'm the Art Ramblers. I've been for about the last 8 years out of 11 or 12 that I've been very involved locally with Rambling. And just been voted in again, I think, at the last AGM a couple of weeks ago.
So they must love you.
Got another year at it.
Oh, that's great. Now, how long has the Isle of Wight Ramblers have been running?
Yeah, well, they've been doing a great job for just over 50 years. We were able to celebrate our 50th year about 18 months ago, and we had a big event. We did 7 walks, and we had Joya Mingella there, we had our chairman of the Ramblers there, we had a lovely time. It really was one of those fabulous hot days in summer, extremely memorable, so we're well pleased with that.
That's great.
That sounds fantastic.
It certainly is. Now, I know you're family friendly because you've got this lovely thing on your website, and it's called the White Scramblers, I notice, for the younger ones. For all sorts of things for them to do and that sort of thing. So
yeah, I mean, we've been trying to get involved with younger people, obviously, because I think the average age of the Ramblers member, there's 500 on the island, I think is 68 or something like that.
You're trying to introduce...
And we would like to get younger people involved. It's not so easy because you have to be a bit careful with...
Oh, you have to have all sorts of things going on, we understand.
To schools, it's all this sort of safeguarding, and rightly so. But we have had one or two events. We're working currently with the new carnival company.
Oh, lovely.
And we got involved last year because, you know, the island got this biosphere status, which you might have heard about.
Yes.
UNESCO accreditation. So there's only about a handful in the whole of UK that's got this. So it's really quite something for the island. And they had a big celebration in the Mardi Gras last summer.
Yeah.
Gets about 30-odd community groups, schools involved, dressing up, doing all their thing. And we got involved with the Way Forward group, and that was quite enjoyable. Now, what we're going to do next year with the new carnival company is do something on the Coast Path, because we're having a new Coast Path, brand new Coast Path on the island, which we've been really excited about. The Coast Path has been around since the 1970s, but it's about 30-40% of it doesn't actually go anywhere near the coast. It goes along main roads, and it's quite dangerous these days. So the new Coast Path is a government scheme. It came out of legislation 2009, and it will mean that we'll be a pretty much coastal path going right the way around the island. It'll be about 80-odd miles long, so it's an extra 15, 16, 17 miles. It'll go up and down the Medina, all round Newtown and places like that, which you can't get to at the moment, so we're going to have opportunities, everyone on the island, to go and see a lot more of the island. Some of it nobody's ever seen. Norris Castle. How many people have been there to see Norris Castle? And we think we're going to be able to get over there. We won't know for sure until the 18th of March, when Natural England produce their report. Now, Natural England are the government body that's putting in the Coast Path, and it's all been fully funded by the government. And it'll be maintained by the government as well, so there's no local problems with costing. And they're going to spend, I don't know, a good million and a half pounds.
Oh, that's good news.
You know, from government funds to put in. Obviously, there's going to be new signposting, the England Coast Path. We're part of the National Trail.
Yeah.
You know, it's going to be 2,700 miles all around England, and it's going to include the island.
That's
we're going to have new posts. But, I mean, not just the signs, new boardwalks, hundreds of bridges, and the existing coast paths going to be improved dramatically. Then we've got all these brand new paths going in as well to extend the system. So we're really excited about that. And actually, when that went in the Act of Parliament in 2009, islands weren't included. So there was discussions in Parliament saying, oh, well, the Isle of Wight's big enough, yes, it'll be all right. But it wasn't put in the legislation. So it dawned on us after a couple of years that they weren't going to include the Isle of Wight. So we were not too chuffed about that. We wrote to the government and they then did a consultation, got about 4,000 replies. Most people said, yeah, it's a pretty good idea. And then they said, no, it's not a priority.
No.
So we said, what? You know, that can't be right. So we were threatening judicial review at the time. And they then got a new minister in who said, better have another consultation, I think. So we went through that again. We were producing 7,000 leaflets to try and encourage people to get behind this. And then at the end of that, they said, yeah, okay, you can have the coast path on the island. So it's been quite an achievement. We're quite pleased about
it. Well, that sounds fantastic.
Well, that's
it?
Great. Now, you were saying about the coastal path and you were going to explain the benefits and everything else for the island.
Indeed, yes. It's been a long time coming, as I explained a bit earlier. But once this report comes out in March by Natural England, we have an 8-week consultation period. So I'm trying to encourage anybody, really, to look at that. Make representations. If you're a landowner, you can object. But, you know, we want people to put positive and negative comments in as they feel appropriate. It's just as important we get both of those things. So that's going on. And then after that, we might start seeing some implementation.
Ooh.
Some things might have to go to a planning inspector and eventually it'll get sorted out.
Obviously, because there's rules and regulations that have to be followed.
There's a book, 186 pages long, that Natural England have trying to follow. We've been trying to follow it as well. We've got our own report on our website, 44,000 words and maps and drawings. Anybody can go and have a look at that.
Well, that's amazing.
We did that about 3 years ago with 20 different volunteers. And that was really to help Natural England, because they've come on the island not knowing the place. You know, so we've got the local knowledge there. May not agree with everything we want, but, you know, that was there for their benefit to look at. But, you know, we've got to think of people's health on the island. I mean, if more people weren't walking, if they only did half an hour a day for about 3 days a week, their health would improve dramatically. And this, statistically, we know diabetes and cancers can be 50% less.
Yeah.
You know,
it's
so it's a no-brainer, isn't it? You know,
just definitely
you don't have to do much. You just walk out your front door, go to the shop, buy a newspaper, whatever. Do that 3 times a week and you'll get the benefits of that. We've got to be thinking in terms of the carbon footprint on the island. I think
there are
aspirations to get that down to be neutral in a few years' time. And, of course, if you have got people walking more to visitor attractions or whatever it might be, I know that the National Trust are now beginning to give discounts for people who walk or cycle to their places.
Mm-hmm.
Makes a lot of sense when you see all the cars in the car park.
Yeah, it makes a lot of sense to me. Yeah.
Now, obviously, you've got volunteers and members and that sort of thing. How do people contact you, David, to
They can certainly contact me on my phone, but probably the simplest way is to go onto our website, which is iowramblers.com, and there's a contact page there. It comes to me.
Oh, it comes to you.
And then I can pass it to whoever needs it, you know, and if it's membership, it goes that way. If it's volunteering, then we're knocking on their doors trying to get them in, you know, as much as we can. It's always a dilemma, isn't it, any organisation, to get enough, leadership volunteers. We get plenty of volunteers, but people taking that next step up.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, it's great fun.
Well,
I mean, I've really enjoyed it over the years, and I've just got a new phone. There's 1,100 contacts on there now, but 80% of those are through the Ramblers. People I've met, got to know, and we've tried to work across the island with most of the community groups, because we're part of the community, and we are a charity. And a lot of people think of us as a walking group, and we do that. We have 2 walking groups. And everybody's welcome to come along, by the way. You don't have to be a member. You can just come along for a few times. Anyway, we might start twisting your arm after a bit. But no, seriously, we do get lots of people just turn up to give it a try.
Is that information on the website then, is it?
Yeah, I think you'll find it if you delve deep enough onto the website.
Oh, right.
Do you also use
things like social media to promote walks? Or is there a walking group that we could find?
Yes, if you go on the Facebook site, we've got Isle of Wight Ramblers there. The best one's the website, which is pretty comprehensive, because you've got all our walks on there. They're updated every day. And you've got maps in there. You've got the volunteer who you can ring up, telephone.
All right, so the website is actually the best place to go.
Go to walks, and the depth of information is there. And you just keep going layer by layer, and you'll find all sorts of information. There's also, you can download the walks that we've done, you know, for the county press or whatever. There's about 80 walks there. Not everybody wants to walk with a group. And I like walking in a group, but I also like walking by myself as well, you know, and there's nothing wrong with that. So we encourage that as well, whether people are members or not.
Well, that's great, David. Well, thank you very much for coming in. If you have some more news soon, you can come back and chat about it.
Nice to be here. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, the heart of the island's community.